You're listening to Misunderstanding Dementia Podcast. This episode is brought to you by Misunderstanding Dementia Course, and you can put in 50 to get a 50% discount on the course. Thank you.
Morning, everyone. This is Dr. Mike Chua, physical therapist and certified dementia practitioner and author of Misunderstanding Dementia and other several books. Today is Labor Day, so happy Labor Day. I just finished working out, went to Walmart, bought some stuff for my wife. She wanted me to buy some ink for her printer. Well, anyway, I wrote up above there is, you know, how when faced with criticism. Yesterday, you know, our Pastor Mike, First Baptist Church, talk about, you know, when facing criticism. He faced a lot of criticism in his life, especially him being a pastor. And even Jesus Christ himself faced a lot of criticism. You know, he was doing the right thing and faced a lot of criticism. You know what? Same thing when you're taking care of a loved ones, when you're taking off a dementia patient, when you're taking care of any kind of patient, you know, you will face a lot of criticism, not only from that patient themselves, but also from your family member, from the family members of that patient, from your own family member, you know, relatives, you know, brothers and sisters, and etc. You will face a lot of criticism. But here's the thing, you got to keep pushing forward, you know, like what our pastor said, you know, he just kept on pushing forward and following what Jesus Christ or God wanted him to do in his life. And same thing with you. If you're encountering some criticism right now as a caregiver, when you're taking care of a loved ones, ignore them. You know, there are two types of criticism. First is the constructive criticism, and the other one is the destructive criticism. And most of the time, people who wants constructive criticism for you, they are actually destructive. And don't focus on that. Focus on the good things. Focus on your goals in taking care of your loved ones that has dementia. So, hey, Andrew, good morning. You know, that's the goal there, keeping and focusing on the goal of what you have. So your goal is to take care of your loved ones who has dementia and keep on doing that, okay? Ignore your criticisms or whatever you call that kind of people that criticizes you. So again, that's our daily dementia dose for you today. Keep on moving forward. God bless you and have a great Labor Day weekend. Bye-bye.
Well, right now we're taking action and we're going to offer a seminar. It's Alzheimer's Disease and Dementia Care Seminar this coming November 9. And after this seminar, if you qualify, you can apply to be a certified dementia practitioner like what I'm doing. You know, it's a great course. You know, I'll be teaching that course. After that course, you can like what I said, you can submit that certificate that I'll be giving you to be a certified dementia practitioner through NCCDP, the National Council of Certified Dementia Practitioner. And I'm inviting you to come and join us. It's actually, it's called Rehab Summit with other therapists, but it's our first time to offer this 3-day course with other therapists. And I'd like to invite you, if you're available, come and join us. And that way we can spread the good news of hope and love and the patients in taking care of our dementia patients. So if you're interested, comment down below. We'll put down the link for the registration. Come and join us, and you'll see my cute daughter there. So
you're listening to Misunderstanding Dementia Podcast. This episode is brought to you by Misunderstanding Dementia Course, and you can put in 50 to get a 50% discount on the course. Thank you.